Malkuta coming!
Christy quickly looked around. Sure enough, the shallow Caribbean waters, so deceptively peaceful on the surface, swarmed with sinister shiny shapes just below. Some circled just out of range, while others... Mildred jumped one-legged straight out of the water.
Fuck!
In the water, Christy saw a lean shape lance past, just where Mildred had been standing. JB cut loose with his machine pistol, and Mildred came down on both feet. A corpse bobbed to the surface. Its belly was white and showed the tips of black tiger stripes. Jaws filled with razor-edged teeth gaped. A round eye stared blankly. An inky cloud surrounded it.
Good shooting.
Strike, more like. I was mainly looking to scare the nuke suckers off. Or at least back. Bullets don't travel for shit in water anyway.
These barracudas seem unnaturally large.
Doc had his sword drawn and pointed toward the water.
I do not recall them growing significantly longer than 6 feet. Yet yon specimen is a good 9 or 10 feet long. Some of his kindred seem longer still.
Maybe muties.
Keep moving, everyone. They'll chew us to bits if we just stand here gaping like a pack of stoops.
They moved into a slow-motion run, raising hip-high waves. Christy held her snub-nosed Smith & Wesson Model 640 in her hand, but their wakes made it difficult to spot the finny horrors close by. And again, if they were that close, it was probably too late to do anything about them. Seeing a shape arrow at her from about 30 feet off to her right, Christy snapped a shot at it. The 38 caliber slug kicked up a foot-tall jet of water. Whether the bullet hit the barracuda or even came near, she didn't know. The fish sheared away. Christy felt an impact against her own left calf. She saw another 10-foot fish whip away from her. By reflex, she looked down. It had ripped the tough denim of her jeans. She saw no blood and felt no sting of salt water on a fresh wound.
Go! They don't like the bullets hitting near them.
Yeah, but when I said we had plenty of cartridges, I didn't mean enough to keep blasting them into the ocean all day to frighten fish.
Ah, fuck a bimby!
Another corpse bobbed to the surface. It had the front part of its head and whole upper jaw blown away.
Not that bigger.
But then Jack noticed that the rest of the barracudas started to flee. He looked up to see that 30 yards to their left, a big triangular fin cut the surface, and at least half a dozen more appeared behind it, gray and unspeakably sinister.
Oh shit, now they're sharks!
Bull sharks, I do believe. Known for their highly aggressive natures. And for their proclivity for extremely shallow water.
A foot-tall fin slashed past beneath Doc, barely 2 feet from Christie's legs. She took aim.
Looks bad here.
All this blood in the water is drawing them. It will induce a feeding frenzy, no doubt.
Just then, Ryan saw another fin carving toward him. He whipped up the Steyr. The big shark turned away not 5 feet from Ryan's legs, red foam marking its wake. Taking a flash aim through the flip-up ghost ring sights, Ryan fired again. Not at the sharks that were swimming horrifyingly close by, but at a fin moving at the back of the pack, almost 100 feet away.
They're turning away.
Got bigger food.
You're hurt, Christy.
Not as bad as I will be if those big bastards come back. Let's move while we've got a chance. We might actually make the island.
The companions ran as fast as they could through the deep water. Before anyone realized, the water started to shallow. Then, they were on a white beach.